Another congressional hearing yesterday raised questions about how well prepared this country is for another bioterror attack. The hearing focused on an incident last month in which it looked as if someone had sent deadly anthrax spores through the mail again. Two tests in a Pentagon mailroom came back positive, and later a third alarm went off in another mailroom. Officials temporarily quarantined some employees and offered antibiotics to more than 200 people. This turned out to be nothing, but now there's new information about the incident, as NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
The hearing detailed a string of errors. A government contractor first detected what appeared to be anthrax on a Friday, but no one told the Pentagon for 3 days. The delay made William Burris furious. He is president of the American Postal Workers Union. He says the mail would have been in the system for a week, and lots of people would have come into contact with it.
If it had been a true positive, postal workers would have been in grave danger. Had a biohazard been present, postal workers would have been exposed for 8 or 9 days before the results of the confirmation test was received. We know from our experience that waiting even a few days to act can result in death.
The anthrax attacks of 2001 killed two postal workers. Burris spoke before a congressional committee which is looking into the Pentagon false alarms. A few seats down from him sat John Jester, a Pentagon official. He says the contractor made a second error. It sent the mail out to be delivered, which could have spread the anthrax around. And then there was the mysterious third false alarm at a separate facility. Jester said it did not come, as initially thought, from a government biosensor, but from a testing device purchased by worried employees. They jammed mail in it, inadvertently setting off an alarm which had nothing to do with anthrax.
It was purchased by the tenants in that office. They used it, told no one except themselves, and so it confused us. I think what's happening is that offices are concerned for their safety, and they see a lot of brochures and things around, and salesmen go around and try to sell things to them, and they buy them probably carelessly.
There was some positive news. A report on the incident, ordered by local and state officials, generally gave them good marks for responding quickly and effectively. But Philip Shainman, a private consultant who worked on the report, said communication could have been better. There were various telephone conferences, sometimes with 80 emergency officials listening in. Participants found those very confusing.
It wasn't just one call, there was a series of calls, and people were occupied with a call, and there would be time for the next call. It was a good-hearted, let's tell everybody what's going on, and the kernel of the information not being clear as to what test are you talking about, what does it mean, you know, am I hearing the same thing three different ways. There was almost over-communication in these incidents. Right.
In all, 11 people testified before the committee. Chris Shays, the Connecticut Republican who chaired the hearing, said that highlighted a bigger problem. No single agency seemed to be in charge. A new report by the Government Accountability Office came to similar conclusions. Keith Rhodes is a GAO investigator.
Not everybody in government is supposed to look like the Heisman Trophy, you know, pushing away the problem and carrying their own ball. Somebody has to be in charge. You have to be able to come back and say, you're the one who is responsible. You now own the problem.
And who do you think owns the problem right now?
Everybody.
One central issue remains murky, which is why the first test and the second test both came back positive for anthrax. Both were highly reliable DNA tests. Some officials have said they suspect the subcontractor that ran the test somehow contaminated the samples with real anthrax. But the company, Commonwealth Biotechnologies, Inc., says it has never had problems with contamination. Nevertheless, the Pentagon for the moment is running its anthrax tests in its own labs. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.